You this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station, the one you like to wake up to in the morning and then put the pillow back over your head. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. It is April the 2nd. What can I say? We made it past April Fool's Day. However, there was an April Fool's joke played on the nation yesterday, but we'll get to that in a minute. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yes, we are streaming. Charter has released all the little electrons running up and down the lines today. And if you're having problems with the sound, just go back and reset, and we'll be right back there with you then. Of course, I'm joined today by Wayne, our intern, who is quickly earning a way into our heart. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Are you feeling, you're looking very spiffy today? You got like a date later or something?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. And of course, Bad Bob's in the background back there waving at us. And the Bob, he wants his name changed from just Bob to the Bob. The Bob just left after doing the news. Okay. And with that as a warm-up, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, you ought to be ready to tell us what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
I'm 100% ready. Carl, good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 12 points at 16,550. 44. The Standard & Poor's 500 index is up 1 at 1887, and the NASDAQ is positive 6 at 4274. Active stocks this morning include Mankind Corporation up $3.26 at $7.29, and Sirius Corporation up 6 cents at $3.30. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 20 cents at $25.90, and Pepsi is down 25 cents at $82.63. In the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond to 3.64%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 43 cents at $99.31. Gold is up $13.80 at $1,293.80, and silver is up 38 cents at $20.07. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. When you're looking for information about annuities, retirement, 401s, IRAs, Roth, all of those, they're the place to go to. We've had them on, and I've learned so much over the last 4 weeks about investments and retirement and wishing that at age 20 I'd put $2,000 a year into an IRA. And what would have been by, 5 years ago, I would have been financially independent. Well, okay, maybe not the way I spend money. And, there's other things that happen in life. But they're going to show you how to do it at 243-7561. Just give them a call, 243-7561. Weather. You know what? Today, it looks like we're going to have mostly sunny weather with a high near 63 and calm winds. Tonight's going to get partly cloudy. Now, tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m., partly sunny and a high near 58. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Thursday night, 50% chance of showers. On Friday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy. Looks like Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Well, I say 20% chance means 80% chance of sunshine. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Monday, we're back up there, sunny with a high near 79. So, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793 or 888-480-4427 if you're out of the area. Discounts for seniors and veterans. All right. Good morning. What a day it starts out. It's Wednesday and you forgot. Didn't you? You forgot. You forgot, didn't you, Wayne?
I actually remembered, but I was just late in getting it up.
Okay, so, so, are you ready now?
I am.
Let's do it.
Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Ronnie, it's hump day. Okay, that's enough. Okay, bring it down, bring it down. We don't want to give them any commercials. We just want to play. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. You know what? But you know what? You did remember Wayne, which puts you one above some other people that have been around here. Okay, Wednesday is hump day. But you know what? I don't ever worry about hump day making me happy and joyful and jumping around the room because I just have to look at the record searchlight. And guess what? I get going. What can I say? Front page, above the fold. Is it anything about, you know, what's happening in the world, you know, Syria, about, you know, 600 trillion, unfunded liabilities? How about those senators? Was that ever front page above the fold? You know, Democrat senators arrested for corruption? No, it was Gary Cad and Missy. Missy's upset with Gary. Missy's upset with Gary. Do I say need to say more? Missy MacArthur is upset with Gary because Gary traveled to all to conferences, not to you know, not conferences like to Las Vegas, you know, to see the you know, or to Tonga Islands or anything like that. No, he went to things like the water conference. He went to the water meetings that have to do, since, you know, Cad, since he's come on, has been very interested in the water. He built the city for $7,000 for his travel to meetings and conferences across California, including ones for new councilors and mayors, and then one because, you know, he's in the city planning group. Well, Missy says, well, you know what, he also went to those water meetings, and water is my purview, not his. So this is front page. This is front page on the record searchlight. Councilors travel tab debated. And then after you read into it, you see, you know, the other councilor, all the councilors, well, okay, look, we need a larger travel budget because he's not going to places that he shouldn't be. And he said, okay, you know, and Bassetti says, well, I didn't go to that one, but I mean, he doesn't have to go to that one because he's on that commission, but I didn't go to it. But what this is it's kind of like a very small thing. But no, this is where you put, this is the exact spot you put Kennedy shot or Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Counselors travel tab debated. Oh, come on. Oh. You know, sometimes, you know, I love this paper. But, you know, because it's, and Missy said, look, we're neither one of us are running for office here. And that's why I brought it up. But it was a prepared statement instead of just saying, hey, you know what? Here's the thing is, did she ever ask Cad? And by the way, Gary Cad's going to be on tomorrow. I'm going to ask him about it. Hey, Gary, that's my purview. You know, you want to go to that, pay for it yourself. Or if she didn't go to it, why couldn't he go to it? You know, there's a lot of questions there, but they're minor things. Front page, 9/11, counselors travel tab debated. 9/11, counselors travel tab debated. The only thing that I've ever seen anything even bigger than this was when they said, when they alluded that Jones and four others were bought by Anselmo right before the election. Oh, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly.
Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sports? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you've got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. Well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Holyoke and La Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. But hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, stop the jukebox at night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday, if you're gonna buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, be lucky enough to get a car made on Wednesday, unless of course it's a, you know, Ford or Dodge, Dodge Ram. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. We can say that they are the North State's nutrition experts, and that they have, you know, if any type of raw or organic food you could possibly want, plus four nutritionists on the staff there to help you, free of charge. Not only that, but the people at Orchard Nutrition, Joe Martino and his family, also give classes on evenings on healthy living and diet and how to maintain your health, because they believe in health, and they do things to maintain the health of the residents here in Reading in the North State. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle, and I truly believe that and mean that. All right, you ready to go on? See, round two on I'll tell you what, let's just go national here and go straight to two things. 8.2 mega quake off the coast of Chile. Something like that could spawn a tsunami, which it did. It was a small tsunami, but it didn't go across like it did, like in Thailand that time when it killed, you know, what was it? During that tsunami killed something like 250,000 throughout the Pacific in that area there, in the seas up there in the China seas. But 8.5. If you had an 8.5, Bob, you're just sitting over there. Why don't you get on the microphone here for a second? Because I know that you study these things too. An 8.5 earthquake. Something like that would take, would destroy anything along this coast.
Certainly in an urban area, that would be an extremely destructive quake. Of course, each number on the Richter scale is 10 times worse than the one before it. So it's a lot.
Yeah, there's a big difference between a 5 and a 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it goes up, it doesn't go up incrementally, it just goes up, it goes up.
It goes up in a logarithmic curve.
Well, the thing about it is, how big was the one in L.A.? You know, or in San Francisco, back then we had that.
The Great Quake of San Francisco, I think, was estimated at about right around a 7 or so.
But a 7,
very unstable. And right. The one that, the Loma Prieta, I think, was a 6-7 or something in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Fukushima was in the mid-7s, if I recall correctly. So this was a pretty substantial movement of
earth. Now, here's something I saw yesterday, and I wanted to talk about that too. Yellowstone. There are reports that the animals are leaving Yellowstone, that the bison and the elk are moving, that a lot of animals are moving in that Yellowstone basin are moving away from there because Yellowstone happens to have they talk about the Yellowstone supervolcano that erupted one time.
The mega volcano in Yellowstone, the caldera, is, I think, 40 miles across, if I'm remembering my reading correctly, and it's a matter of when, not if. That one lets go, and the consequences of that could put Mount St. Helens, like, you know,
Well, see,
I was trying to come up with something I say on the air.
Well, but that's true. It would be something small, you know, a lot smaller. And see, what they're saying is that all these earthquakes they've been having, because they had one down in Southern California, and that was a big one off the coast of Chile, because this is the Ring of Fire through here.
Yes.
The Ring of Fire, of course, being areas where there's all these earthquakes in a kind of a circle out here around the Pacific, but it goes along California coast, Alaska. If you ever look at that earthquake, site, that you can see how many earthquakes a day there are and the magnitude of them, it will completely surprise you because they're going on all the time. You know, you can't feel them, but there's little earthquakes going on all the time. Well, they're saying these big ones now may have triggered the beginning of the mega volcano. And it showed the bison coming down the road. It showed, you know, they're doing reports, a lot of the elk population are all moving. And so is it because they're just maybe being harassed by people, or is it the wolves have been driving them out or whatever? But it's kind of interesting.
If we're due for another slip of the Pacific plate, that could be a rough day.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right. April Fool's joke. It was President Obama saying that Obamacare has worked. He has 7.1 million signed up for it. Gosh, it must work. So all you people, just stop saying anything. Just stop saying anything at all. It works. Well, haha. How about the ones? What about the 30 million that's supposed to be on, you know, out there? And, you know, I mean, besides the fact we spent hundreds of billions of dollars on this thing trying to get people signed up and all that. Okay, so now the system's working, so you can get into it. But of all of the 7.1 million, they will not give the numbers. They will not give the numbers of those who have actually paid for it. So it means nothing. You know, they could have people out there just pounding the computers, getting, you know, signing up, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, but they're not going to pay. And why should they? You know, they can still get it free. So they're not going to pay. So that, you know, so they signed up. And of course, you know, whether it ever gets to the right health care agency or insurance is something else anyway. But here's the other thing. How many of them were uninsured because Obamacare suspended their plans? In other words, hey, look, I'm taking your insurance plan away from you, but you need to sign up here. And if you don't, then you won't have any insurance. Millions of people signed up for Obamacare who had their insurance plans ended by Obamacare. I mean, how do you count that? Where are all these 30 million people that say they needed insurance? What if it wasn't 30 million? What if it was 4? What if it was 5? What if it was something like that? What if it was 5 million or 10 million? Does it mean that you destroy a system like this? You cause all these problems and consternation for people, make them pay more in a lot of cases, take away their coverage that they've had, take away their right to see the doctors they've been seeing. I mean, is it all worth it for this? How can this be a success? You know what? This is a huge, huge mistake. And people, I think, have seen it. You know, there's still, it's a huge success. No, it's not. It's not a success. There are parts of it that, you know, that need to be there. Pre-existing conditions, yes, yes. If you have a pre-existing condition, you should be able to have coverage for that. but I don't think you should tear down the whole system. Somebody used came up to me and sent me an email about the Israeli system. The Israeli system, there that 90% of people approve of the Israeli system in their health care, and you know, and parts of it are, you know, that, you know, there's they're covered by four different agencies in the state of Israel. All right, one of them covers half of them. There's 8 million. There's 8 million total. 8 million. 8 million is, you know, on a good day, can't decide whether to put their socks on in the United States. Okay? So it's just kind of give you an idea about numbers. But then they said things like, oh yeah, we like this care. Oh, by the way, the doctors only make this so, you know, the doctors and healthcare professionals don't make very much money, but hey, you know what? They, you know, they, this is what's good. The other thing too is how much money they pay, how much in taxes they pay. You figure there's 3.5 Israeli shekels to a dollar, 3.5. And if you make $142,000, this is dollars, a year, in $142,000 a year in Israel, you're paying $69,999 in taxes, not counting the 18% VAT. That's value added tax on everything. Not counting your corporate gains, taxes and the other little things that go along with it. So do you want to pay 50% of what you make at 100? And by the way, everybody pays for, healthcare. I mean, everybody pays something for healthcare. And so when you look at it and you go, oh, well, 500,000, shekels, but you only pay, you know, you're only paying this much. But who makes 500,000? Well, 500,000 equates to $142,000 in dollars. So what they're doing is they're paying, you know, they're for taxes are well over 60% of everything they make. Well over 60% of everything they make. So you want to start talking about how good the Israeli system is, and not only that, every so often you get a scud shot at you. So, okay. Biomass. Yeah, let me finish up here on biomass. Front page! Report blast power plants, biomass energy. And so who makes the report? Who releases the report? Okay. Let me tell you, it's Mary Booth, Director of the Partnership for Policy Integrity, the Environmental Advocacy Group, that published a report. Well, right there, you might say, hey, I think they got a dog in the fight. They probably have a dog in the fight. What they're saying is biomass is dirty. Biomass releases more carbon and all these other things than coal does. Coal is cleaner than biomass. And here's my, here's the other thing too. So what happens? They're getting ready to go with the story today, right? So they call yesterday, in this case, Damon Arthur from the, Reading Searchlight, calls Sierra Pacific. And says, could not be reached for comment Tuesday. Well, let me tell you about that. Could not be reached for comment Tuesday. When'd you call him Tuesday? Or who'd you call Tuesday? And they didn't get it back. So you know, you're putting the paper to bed last night. So it may be a little bit difficult for them to do that, but it makes it sound like, oh, we can't say anything. Well, of course they can say things because as they've used in the Shasta County, and this was in a balanced part of this thing, is the Shasta County, clean air guy says, they meet all the requirements for the state of California. You know, biomass does. And biomass is an accepted renewable asset, and it's carbon neutral. Carbon neutral. Plus, it's good for jobs. It's good for the environment. It does everything. Okay? It's carbon neutral. So again, the front page, I mean, you know, I think they maybe could have held off on this, you know, until they could have gotten somebody, a report from somebody from Sierra Pacific who is knowledgeable, who's been on the show before. Listen to what they say about biomass. Am I picking on the Record Searchlight too much today? Yeah, let's go back to their front. Let's go up to their, 9/11, three buildings attacked on 9/11. Counselors travel tab debated. It's the same spot. It's the same spot. Hey, we'll be right back with the Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. I'm looking forward to it. Good morning to everybody in the chat room, Angel. Good morning and everybody else that's in there. It's going to be a great day. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We got a lot of things happening today. At 8 o'clock, we got Dr. Trudy Pratt coming in here. We're going to talk about that survey, again, that hit the front page of the Record Searchlight, about is, you know, healthy living and well-being and some of the things that go along with that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda is still recovering from that bronchitis, but she'll be back. 605-4567 is our phone number. The time is 7:32 in the morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Thanks, Angel. Says that that mega volcano goes, that it shows the map, and that a lot of states south and east of Yellowstone would be damaged, as would this cloud and everything, even up here in the Redding. They have a map at the bottom if you look at the, if you start looking at mega volcano up. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Indwelling Furniture, Art Objects, wall coverings, and now floor coverings. Right across the street from Jack's, of course, everybody knows, 1760 California Street. Give them a call at 361-6727. You know what? They have got a great, great, great display of furniture and art objects. And, I mean, just you're not going to find them anyplace else in Reading, as you will, as Indwelling. I can't say enough about the furniture and the people there, the Abrahams. They're just outstanding people. Okay, if today's Wednesday, we must have Tim Scarborough and our business of the week.
That's
so
right.
Talk to me.
Well, we've got Josh Pfeiffer here with Complete Nutrition. It's a new store here in the Reading area, new members with the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we just thought we'd bring him here today. He can talk to us a little bit about nutrition, working out, supplements, and all of that. And so, welcome, Josh.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm here to do today.
Well, you look like you could probably pick up the table and carry it around on your back.
Yeah,
with all of us on the table here.
I don't know about that one. We could try it, I guess.
So tell us a bit about you.
Just moved out here, recently moved out here, to get the Complete Nutrition store open. Complete Nutrition, the company overall, is about 9 years old. Nebraska based, started in Lincoln, Nebraska. From there, we've slowly grown over to about 180 stores nationwide locations. We do a lot of customized, meal plans, workouts, health and fitness. So whether, you know, you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just live a healthier lifestyle, that's what, my staff and I are here to do, to help you along to get you going.
Now, do you have a, is this a gym or a,
what? We're a supplement store.
Okay. You probably understand, but you have, but you do all types of stuff about getting, you put plans together for people, though, mm-hmm. workout plans,
yep.
and all that?
All of our,
did I understand that right?
Yep. All of our employees, either have some sort of fitness background, whether it be personal trainers, nutritionists. So any one of us, you know, if you need, you know, hey, I need a workout plan, you know, you can swing in, we can make one up for you. Or, you know, even workout plans, you're already doing things that we can suggest for you as far as different little tricks and with your meal plans, workouts, just anything that we can help to get you to your goal.
Okay. So if you work out a lot, mm-hmm. people work out a lot. Yeah. And, so what kind of supplements should they be taking?
You know, the biggest thing is, products we, for a healthy lifestyle. So everyone should do protein. Protein is just, you can use it as a meal replacement, as muscle recovery, or just for overall health. A good multivitamin. Now, the biggest thing with multivitamins, you know, you see a lot of them, they're those tablets. A lot of those, when they make them, they heat press them, and it burns a lot of the nutrients out of them. So you can let them sit in water for up to 7 to 10 days, and they're still sitting there, you know, just, so you always want to do a capsule or powder, something that you'll notice the energy from. So protein, a good multivitamin, your omegas.
Yeah, I think I've read that someplace that, yep. That's, you know, that there's, and you look through the sewers, there's all a bunch of these pills that are kind of running through there because your body doesn't break them down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
so if you have like a tablet or something like that, should you pound it, break
yep,
it up?
Break it up, just break it in half.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll notice the energy. Usually when you take a multivitamin, you should feel it about 10 to 15 minutes after you take it.
Really? What should you feel?
Just a little bit more, you know, energy, natural energy. Nothing, you know, like a caffeine, like your coffee, but you'll just feel a little bit better. Give you kind of a boost throughout your day, get you going.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I take a multivitamin every day, which is pressed. So maybe yep. it's still
digesting somewhere in there.
Maybe it didn't do any good for you.
I'm looking down now. Maybe it's still there.
So.
Okay, I don't want to go there. When you say products with the right stimulant level,
mm-hmm.
and you start, I think you need to explain that one to me.
Yep. The biggest thing is when every customer walks in our store, we do customized plans. So depending on your goals, whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just live a healthier lifestyle, we're going to base everything we get you set up on for your program around what you want to do. So some people can drink coffee. You know, we have certain stimulant levels that are similar to that. Some people can do more than that. Some people, you know, the old ephedrine that we used to, that people used to take back in the day. Some people can't take stimulants, any caffeine or any stimulants at all. So it's all customizable to each individual's goal and what you're looking to do.
Okay. And I can understand that. But what kind of stimulants are we talking about? I mean, you talk about caffeine, but mm-hmm. What other kind of...
You know, there's your natural B vitamins, and then just caffeine levels is the biggest thing. All of our products are vitamin based in the store, so nothing that you're gonna have to worry about, you know, okay. being sick or anything like that.
Are there, you know, I see these ads on Yahoo and all these.
Yep.
Avoid these six foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you will burn fat.
Mm-hmm.
What are those six? I don't know if there's six or what, but there are certain foods you probably shouldn't eat.
You know,
eat, right?
just different things. One of the biggest things is with losing weight, as I say, cut out. There's so many, everyone's going to tell you different, just like with a personal trainer, just with, you know, what works for them, and everyone's different. But cutting out your bread, your carbs, you know, your breads, your pastas, and portion control is another big thing too. Using, you know, we suggest a 4 to 6 small meals a day. The nice thing is, you know, if there's something that you like eating, I say follow the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, try to eat healthy and work out. 20% of the time, have your cheat meal, you know, whether it be a glass of wine or a beer or cheesecake or everything like that. You know, we're just looking to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not looking to, you know, bodybuild or anything like that. So we're
you just want to eat better and eat more, eat better and, you know, lose a few pounds. But you can do that by, just laying off the white death, as we call it.
Yep.
You know, sugar, processed flour and all that, right? Because if you want milk, you can drink almond milk, which is even better for you. Mm-hmm. That's what Linda drinks.
Yep.
She, in fact, won't drink milk now. She drinks, only drinks his almond milk. I like my little glass of milk now and then. Almond milk, when you make things with it, like a soup, doesn't taste the same. For some reason. What about things like bananas? Bananas are big in potassium, so if you're working out a lot, you should have that. But is that a food some people say to avoid because it you know, it's a fattening food?
You know, banana, you know, everything within reason. You know, the biggest thing, like I say, portion control. You know, fruit's really good for after workouts, help with muscle recovery, spike, you know, your insulin sugar levels. So it's just something to, you know, help with recovery. The biggest thing is, I say, portion control. Do within reason.
Yeah, we had the author of Mindless Eating on here, and one of the things he said was a smaller plate. And he used the rule of two, where you go out for dinner and you have your you know, your main course, and then you get two other things. It could be a glass of wine and dessert, or it could be two glasses of wine, or it could be a piece of bread and a glass of wine, or a salad and a piece of bread. But that's it. You can't have anything else but that. And you're eating all of a sudden something like 30% less than you do when you go out. And that's what you're trying to get people into.
And just the biggest is information. You know, we're here to inform everyone. You know, the different – there's so many different things out there. I know tons of people have different – questions, you know, concerns, everything like that. And we just like people, you know, people stopping in the store asking us questions.
Sure. Hey, if you've got one exercise you're going to do, which is the one that burns the most fat?
You know, everyone's different, but even just walking. I say if you can get 15, 20 minutes over your lunch break just to take and do a little walk, whether it be outside, you know, any exercise at all, makes a big, big difference. So maybe every 15, 20 minutes you have a chance at work, go make a lap instead of sitting there at your desk, make little laps around, maybe go around the office and try to talk, say hello to everyone.
Tell everybody it's hump day!
Yep. So, you know, just little things like that. We're asking people not to make 180 degrees.
Don't go out and put a 50-pound pack on and march 25 miles. Walk around the block a few times. And same thing with Dr. Khan and our other heart experts are saying walking 30 minutes a day will add years to your life if you do nothing else. So it's nice to hear that an exercise professional like yourself and saying the same thing. It's not only will it burn off energy, burn off calories, but it's also and we also know it's good for your heart. And if you do nothing else but walk, you're going to lose weight.
Yep, and lots of water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that you mentioned that before. Yep. What about the water?
Yep. You know, they suggest at least 64 to 80 ounces of water a day. You know, 8 glasses of water. So just the biggest thing is if you have to, take a marker on your little water jug and just write. One of the things that helps me is I write 9 a.m., 10 a.m., you know, so you can kind of pace yourself for the day. So at the end of the night, you're just not sitting there chugging water.
I count the number of times I go to the bathroom. Of course, as you get older, maybe you shouldn't count. Maybe sometimes, anyway. Okay. So, hey, I'm talking to Josh Pfeiffer from Complete Nutrition. Where are you located at, Josh?
We're located at, off Dana Drive, right next to Jamba Juice in the Discovery Village there, right across from the mall.
Okay, I know where that's at. So, and give us a phone number here.
The phone number you can reach us at, we do 530-605-3877. I have to think about it sometimes.
I know, we don't ever call ourselves. And the website is CompleteNutrition.com. And this is it's a vitamin and supplement store, Complete Nutrition, and here. Okay,
yeah,
last thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the biggest thing. If people that are already taking supplements, you know, don't really know where to start, or maybe they've been set up with programs before and they don't really know what to do. We always like when customers bring in the stuff they're already taking so we can give suggestions, help them combine what they're already taking. You know, some people take a lot of medications already to stay healthy, you know, doctor recommended, everything. So if we can combine some of your supplements and other medications to help you get to your goal faster, please let us know anything.
Okay. Are you from around here, Josh?
I actually just moved out here from Nebraska, so it's been a nice change.
Is it a nice change? How do you like running? Why'd you come here? Is it because of a business opportunity?
Yep.
Or
For work, moved out here for work. Like I said, I've been with the company for about 7 years. I just like helping people and, you know, being able to change people's lives. We have tons of success stories of people that we've helped.
Why Reading, though?
Reading, it's just a – it's a good opportunity out here for business-wise. Nutrition, this is a healthier lifestyle community, and we want to help the community out more.
All right. Okay. Josh Pfeiffer from Complete Nutrition, located on Dana Drive where Jamba Juice and all those other places are.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for being with us today.
We appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's hump day.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Okay, let's go. The time is 7:48 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. I think it's getting a little bit warmer than that right now. You might want to check that weather for me, Wayne. 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry that Linda loves. This is where she picks up her estate jewelry. She buys. And of course, the only trained watch repairman in all of the Reading area is right at Four Winds Jewelry. If you're taking a watch that needs to be repaired, go there. Loose diamonds, loose stones, emeralds, you name it, opals. Leonard and his associates will give you great prices. They have just an outstanding example of what you want to buy. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs area. Give him a call, 222-2750. Hey, I'm here with Guy Pichet.
Right.
And we're talking about the Reading Breakfast Lines basketball games that are coming up here on April 6th.
That's right. It's our all-star, senior all-star basketball games event. Just want to remind the community that we're sponsoring this event, at Simpson University on April the 6th. And, it'd be a great opportunity for your people to take their kids out and, view some outstanding basketball, look at some kids that are just outstanding role models for the community. And, girls game starts at 4 p.m. and the boys will follow at 6 p.m. And it's a great event. It's all volunteer. Reading Breakfast Lions, of course, we're putting it on, and, but everything else is, donated. Simpson University is providing the gym, the game protocol, the timekeepers, everything. We have local high school, referee associations going to put on the, provide the referees. And we've got, Special Olympics running the concession. So it's truly a community event.
Well, you got everybody going here.
We do. Everybody.
And it's going to be on the Sunday.
It's going to be on Sunday.
This April 6th.
It's going to be 76 degrees out and a beautiful day. And, take your kids out for a basketball game. A couple of them.
Well, I think it sounds like a good time. And I think we got some tickets here we can give away.
Yes.
Okay. In fact, I'll give away two tickets to the first person that calls 605-4567. 605-4567 for a couple of tickets to – it's either one of the games.
It's either one of the games.
Or because
– Or both.
Or both. You could, you know, just stay there for it. Once you're in, you're in.
You're right.
Okay, and this is a great way to raise money for scholarship funds and the types of things that the Breakfast Lions Club does. I mean, you guys do a lot of different things to raise money.
We do. We do. This actually isn't a fundraiser necessarily. We provide the kids with T-shirts. We have most valuable player trophies. We have expenses that go along with this, but. Our other events are, we've had, in the past, we've had, gun shows. We've sponsored.
I like your gun shows.
The gun shows. And, but we,
and this is for the best of the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There. This is your all-star game.
This is the all-star game. The all-star game consists, these are all kids that are, nominated by their coaches and selected by our committee to, represent the North State, the North Section. Uh-huh. And these are seniors. It's like their last hurrah.
Uh-huh.
And, like I say, they're role models for kids.
Okay.
Yeah, they're it's really a great. We also have Corning High School band coming in, and we have coaches that volunteer from all over the North State. We have Coach Eller from Corning, and we have Keith Weber from Modoc County and Bill Weber from Modoc County, and we have Todd Dwyer from Reading Christian, and so all these people are coming together to provide these kids with an outstanding last hurrah, so to speak.
That's great. Now, how many of these kids go on to play play basketball? I mean, when they leave here?
Well, I don't really know the exact percentages, but quite a few of them do. Actually, there will be coaches from the Shasta High, Shasta College. There'll be coaches, of course, Simpson's coaches are there,
mm-hmm.
and other coaches from other schools and universities will be there to watch and view these as potential prospects for them.
Okay. Wayne, did we have a winner there?
Yes, sir, we do. Chad called.
Okay, so did you get his phone number?
Yes.
Okay, so you were just continuing to talk with him because you two have just made best friends?
Well, he was just asking when would be the best time to come on down.
Just come on down. Whoever wins, just come on down here. Your name will be, you'll be right here in the front. Your name will be in the box there. They just say who you are and you can pick up the tickets. Okay. And if you need more than two, let us know. In fact, we could give away two more tickets here
today.
Absolutely. So the first person to call, 605-4567, is going to get two tickets also. Or if Chad, if you need more, just call back and we'll give you a couple more there too, just to help. Because I've got like, I think four or five here that we can give away. Guy Pache is here with me and we're talking about the All-Star game. Okay. Now when we talk about how many people go on to play basketball here. Have we ever had, and maybe you don't, it's probably not a fair question,
right.
But have we ever had any pro basketball players that came out of the Reading area?
I don't really know the answer.
I don't know either. I know we have baseball players that came out of here.
Right.
I just wonder if we've ever had a pro basketball player came out of the Reading area. Reading, I should just say maybe I should make it north of Sacramento.
area. Yeah.
You know, it, being a pro is tough.
Oh.
I mean, let's face it, you have to go on to, you know, a lot of these players, a lot of these kids that have played basketball have gone on to even, like, football careers.
That's true.
That's true.
You know,
so they have to become
tight ends and all this. You know, a lot of the big forwards are big. One of the things, and it's funny too, because the kids that are really, really good are all stars when they go, and then they go off to college, and then they find out that, oh gosh, there's some bunch of other all stars around me right there.
Exactly.
And then if you even get up to that level,
right,
where you're playing in the tournaments, mm-hmm, and then you really, you know, you're looking at some superb athletes.
Right. Well, this game is a little bit like that in that a lot of the kids come from smaller leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And what's surprising even for the kids that come from the larger leagues is these kids can actually play and play well. And so, you know, the kids from Modoc up in Alturas, they come from Division Five, and they're playing with kids that are from here from Division Two.
Oh yeah,
and
so they're playing in a faster league.
But these kids have all played together at one point or another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as that's great. Years go by.
Okay, Chad and Carolyn, you both won tickets, so come on down here to 1326 Market Street during the day. Preferably before 3 o'clock, and you can get these tickets or you can pick them up tomorrow. They're going to be, under your name in our very, very exclusive, and well thought out, area where we keep our tickets.
Right.
So.
You know, you're talking about the well-being of Reading.
Okay. You want to go to that one for a second?
Yeah. You know, you talk about the well-being of Reading, you know, and all the great things that are happening around in our community here.
I know.
This is one of them. These All-Star Games is actually one of the events that is special in our community.
It is special in the community. And, you know, the idea is that what makes a community – brings a sense of well-being. You know, there's certain things like in the crime that we, you know, maybe if we've been planning 15 years ago about AB 109, which nobody had any idea was going to happen, then maybe that, you know, we wouldn't have had the spike in crime. So I'm sure that played a part in it. But when you start talking about, you know, if you just look at the survey, it talks about trails and it talks about farmers markets and it talks about things that we have here and just, people interact.
What makes a community?
Right. Yeah,
it's
what
the
makes a community?
It's the people, and what these kids are at this All-Star game. These are all, and when I said they were role models, but these are the future leaders of our community.
Yeah,
and they may go off to college, but a lot of them will come right back to this community, and they remember this event. This is our 19th annual All-Star game. Yeah. We've got there's been at least 60 kids every year that have gone forth, gone to college, come back and said, hey, I was in Reading and I was an all-star in Reading and I'm part of this community. And to me, that's the well-being of this community is the people that are in it.
I agree. And, yeah, you know, and they talk about, oh, you know, this, you know, Reading doesn't have a 4-year college. Well, guess what? There's more cities and towns out there without colleges than there are. And a 4-year university, we have Simpson, we have Shasta College. You know, maybe it's not the 4-year college they're talking about, but guess what? That doesn't define a community, a 4-year college.
Right.
I mean,
and if the truth be known, you can take 4-year classes here in Reading.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these kids have.
Yep.
These kids have taken already college classes already.
Okay, Guy.
Yeah.
Tell us again, how do people get tickets? And
okay.
Or they just show up, or how does that work?
Well, they do show up. And it'll be a $6 donation
right
at the door. And any kid under 6 years old gets in for free.
Okay, and it's going to be Sunday?
It's Sunday, April 6th.
Starts at?
First game starts at 4 p.m.
At
Simpson University.
Okay.
And the second game, boys will follow at 6.
All right, so this is going to be great games. Girls at 4 and the boys at 6. It's going to be a great one. So thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. But let me tell you, their Easter brunch is coming up, and they serve a brunch that is not to be believed. It is so great. The ambiance out there, what a perfect place to take your family or take your loved one out there. And Somo Vineyards, just about 9 miles south of or west of Shingletown. It's an easy drive out there. Ambiance, service, award-winning wines, and the food is just fabulous. And Somo Vineyards, give them a call, 474-5546, 474-5546. And make reservations there. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're going to be talking about part of this is well-being, and part of this is health and food and the things that are going on that way, and the types of the types of things that we can do to make to bring on, I guess, the feeling of well-being. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With Astara News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A private survey shows that U.S. companies increased hiring at a rapid pace last month. Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says job growth reported by ADP points to overall economic growth stronger than we've seen in recent years.
Suggestive of economic growth that is somewhere around or close to 3% GDP, which, you know, it isn't fantastic. It's not a boom economy, but it's certainly a step up.
And we'll get a bigger picture of the latest unemployment figures this Friday when monthly unemployment data comes out. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down limits on federal law and the overall campaign contributions the biggest individual donors may make to candidates, political parties, and political action committees, as SRN's Kent Lorimer reports.
The justices said in a 5-4 vote that Americans have a right to give the legal maximum to candidates for Congress and president, as well as to parties and PACs, and to do so without worrying that they will violate the law when they bump up against a limit on all contributions set at $123,200 for 2013 and 2014.
That's SRN's Ken Lorimer. The limit includes a separate $48,000, $600 cap on the contributions of candidates. According to a top highway safety official, General Motors did have information that linked defective ignition switches to the non-deployment of airbags, but the company didn't share the information. Until last month, Laura Christian is a birth mother of 16-year-old Amber Marie Rose, who was killed in the crash of a Chevy Cobalt, and says GM simply made a managerial decision that proved to be deadly.
Corporate executives made a decision that fighting the problem was cheaper and easier than fixing the problem.
David Friedman, the acting chief of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, testified yesterday to a House subcommittee. More testimony expected today before the Senate. At Wall Street, the Dow is thriving in early trading. It's up 26 points right now, and this is SRN News.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Franklin Graham says, let's celebrate it in a big way.
This Easter, we've got a tremendous opportunity to invest in the souls of men and women. And that is an opportunity to show the cross with Billy Graham.
God used the cross to bring tens of thousands of people into a relationship with Jesus during last fall's My Hope America outreach. This Easter, share the cross with people you love who don't yet know Jesus. The Cross. Get your DVD today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Chile's president has declared a state of emergency in the region where a powerful earthquake struck off the country's northern coast. Joe Hinchcliffe is editor-in-chief of the Santiago Times in Chile and told NBC's Today Show that the tsunami alert was not lifted until the morning because of many aftershocks.
More than 20, and not just aftershocks, minor earthquakes as well, some up to 6 points on the Richter scale. And that's the reason that the tsunami alert ran through the entire night.
And there could be more aftershocks and renewed worries about tsunamis. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Randy Baldwin.
We're trying to convey that there's going to be a lot of aftershocks, and there's still a potential for some larger aftershocks over the next couple of days or so.
complicating matters for the government, besides the tragedy of at least five deaths and some damage. 300 inmates escaped from a women's prison as a result of the quake, and soldiers have been called in to try to track them down. This is SRN News. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan has pulled the wraps off a budget calling for $5.1 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade.
A non-binding plan that would raise Pentagon spending to pre-sequester levels, but does that by cutting in other areas. The proposal calls for the partial privatization of Medicare for future retirees and a massive overhaul of Medicaid by replacing that program with block grants to states. It proposes the repeal of Obamacare, but doesn't offer a specific replacement. It would cut back on Pell grants to low-income students, eliminates subsidies for Amtrak, and reforms the tax code.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Republican Congressman Tom Price of Georgia says while the White House is boasting about 7.1 million people enrolled in Obamacare, he's more concerned with the law itself, saying that many people have lost their health insurance altogether under Obamacare. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is still recovering from her bronchitis attack, but I think she's going to be okay by the day. 8:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 31 points at 16,563. The S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,889, and the NASDAQ is positive 10 at 4,279. Active stocks today include Sirius Holdings, up 5 cents at $3.29, and Facebook Corporation, up 69 cents at $63.31. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 26 cents at $24.18. Pacific Gas and Electric is up 63 cents at $43 even. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.8%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 63 cents at $99.11. Gold is up $12.30 at $1,292.30. And silver is up 34 cents at $20.03. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. We're having, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know, when you want to talk annuities, retirement, talk about those plans, Roth IRAs, IRAs for your kids, for yourself. You want to talk to people that know what they're talking about. And that's our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Stop by Park Marina Drive and talk to any of them down there. They are more than capable of helping you out and telling you what is the best investments. Okay, the weather today is going to be high near 63. It's up probably around 40 degrees right now, I think I see. Well, no, it's still 38 degrees out there. That seems a little bit cooler than it when I walked outside. Maybe it was just in the sun. Calm and becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon are the winds. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 44. On Thursday, a 30% chance of showers after 11 p.m. And Thursday night, 50% chance of showers. Friday, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Saturday, it drops down to 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 60. And Sunday, mostly sunny. Monday, high near 79 and sunny. So we're getting out of the maybe we're getting out of the water part of it. I hope not. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. And you can give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned, family operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. What day is today, Wayne? Do we know? Do you know what day it is?
I do.
Okay.
Well, let's share it then. Okay, do you like this? This is snappy.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! There you go.
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars?
Hold down, stop. Okay. Don't give them a commercial. We just want to do hump day here. Wait. All right. Okay. Wednesdays. I just love Wednesdays because it just seems like Monday and Tuesdays are wind-ups for Wednesday. And then Thursday, we start sliding. My guest today is Dr. Trudy Pratt. Good morning.
Good morning.
I started off this morning.
Yes.
With, the record search late. And, you know, just, it gives me something to start off the day with. But it's been pointed out to me, they're saying, hey, you know what? This is a local newspaper and two politicians fighting with each other is amusing.
It may be to some.
Maybe to some.
Yes.
I frankly think that, I don't know if it's front page news. Even though it's a local.
Where would you put it?
You know, I think I could put it in the beginning of their, you know, Northern California stuff. Counselors are fighting. But then again, maybe it's a slow business day. You're right. Should it be on the front page? Should it be at the top? Maybe at the top should be Obama Baskin's success of signups. And then you have this down below the,
below the fold.
And then the other one is report blast power plants, which I talked about too. And it's a report from a environmental group about how biomass is bad. And they called them on Tuesday, but they could not be reached for comment before the paper was put out on Wednesday.
Hmm. Okay. So I'm just all sometimes, three sometimes things thinking, on the front page, you're like, ooh.
No, not at all. I think they're all interesting. So I guess the question is was I being too harsh?
Well, it's local news, right?
It's local news.
Okay. And then did you go right to it this morning and read it, or did you go below the fold?
I went to...
Where did you go first?
Usually I start last night.
Okay. And
when I start looking at things.
Okay.
And I've had on my notes today for two things. Was the 7 million people signed up for Obamacare. And the second, believe it or not, was the mega volcano that could be happening in Yellowstone. Because the animals are moving,
right.
They're saying.
Okay.
And then when I got in this morning, you're right. You know, because it was laying there, the paper's laying there like this. And that's what you see. Not being a newspaper kind of guy. All right. Okay. Maybe.
So if that were back by the fish count, it would give it less
the fish count.
Priority.
I don't know if I want to
Which see is that. Where you would like it.
Where? By the fish count?
Yeah, clear back somewhere.
Oh, maybe down on the bottom.
Okay.
Maybe down
so
on the bottom.
So it's still big, but not as big as it
I don't think it's
possibly.
This big. I mean, if they had said that he'd been cheating on it, if they had said that he had done these things and it was wrong and the whole council, you know, slapped at him, but they didn't. They didn't say that at all. And it says, counselors travel tab debated.
And really, I think somewhere in that meeting, it was suggested that the travel tabs get increased.
That the travel time gets increased. And also, we know that that Mark Beecham wrote a blog that said back in 2006, we had two of our city councilors went to Shanghai to study plants.
Because it had
the topiary company. Now, see, that to me.
Could possibly have been frivolous.
Oh, no. Yeah. That would have been front page. That would have been a much bigger. Bigger. I would have, you know what, that could have been big. That was big. But then again, I'm not the editor of the paper. I don't make these decisions like this.
I know.
And I don't put on things on the front page that we're the third worst place in the nation to live.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, I'm not sure if that one should have been up there. But then again, it's a local paper, it's been pointed out. You're right. It is a local paper, and I do like this paper. All right. Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Carl Bott.
you are, if anybody talks about well-being and health, it's you.
Very possibly.
Very possibly, like that.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about well-being and the fact that, what people are could do.
And remember, the study is about our perception of well-being.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
And I know you read the study, and I've read the study, almost all of it, but there are parts of it that I find interesting how we in the city, and how somebody just came in here just on the show, why he came to Reading and opened up a health food place, or not health food, but a nutrition store. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Stream sports. Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. Well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Holyoke and La Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, stopping jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is recovering from a bronchitis, but she's back, almost back in trace here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Any type of heating or cooling system, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they can help you. They have warranties, guarantees. They treat you like they do family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, really good people there that will take care of all those needs for you. And it's going to start getting hot here. The time is 8:19. Temperature is 38 degrees. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt. And one of the things we've been discussing, the survey that ranks, over the last week since it came out, including going back and forth with Silas, with emails. Silas and I have gone back and forth in emails concerning this. Again, it was a rating by a company called Healthways and Gallup. And Gallup is a very above-board polling place. Mm-hmm. Healthways, of course, is a company whose whole business is based on helping people feel better about themselves or going to companies and towns. Mm-hmm. And raising, I guess, your self-image or your – I don't know what it would be. But that's what they do. Worldwide company. Nothing to say is that they're not a above the board company. Also, their process was to call people throughout the United States, and in this case, they called 484 people in Reading, half on cells, half on landlines, and then asked them a series of questions. And then, rated the people based on their own, their statistics, not, you know, based on from back wherever their department, wherever their headquarters is, but basing it on that, on their statistics. And then they come out with the happiest town, the town that feels the best about themselves is Provo, Utah. The one that's the worst is Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we, and that was 189, so we are 187. As a sense of well-being in our town of Reading, which is really, really low.
Okay, right. It's true.
So what do you think about that? You've read the survey.
You know, I read it, and I think probably my reaction was like a lot of people in our town. At first, you're just like, oh, what survey? Oh, how dumb. Oh, my gosh. And then you kind of get insulted, right? Weren't you insulted when you read it?
Yeah, I was insulted. Yeah, you're right. I was insulted because I thought, well, what are they basing it on? I mean, yeah. You know, what is it that makes this place so bad?
Right. How did we get clear down there?
Yeah. You're right.
And then you kind of do that thing where if you flunk a test and you see all the red ink, you know, and then pretty soon you kind of know you have to look at it a little more closely. And then you start looking at, well, maybe we should look at this. And so I think that's where I am now. So if I were on your show 3 days ago, I would have been, you know, like a little bit red in the face and annoyed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, hey, this is a great learning tool. Let's look at this more closely. I think there's some categories here that the human race isn't doing so well on. And I mm-hmm. think Americans have some problems with. And I think in Reading, wow, maybe there is a perception of lack of wellness or well-being that we need to look at more closely.
I think you're right. I think that, are we perfect? No. As I read through that, you know, a lot of this, you know, they start basing it on health on things like smoking. And Shasta County has got more people that smoke.
We're smokers.
We're smokers up here. Yeah. The other thing, one of the other things was safety.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't help but admit that our safety problems have skyrocketed in the last 2 years or three
right.
years since AB 109.
Absolutely.
Where we have a constant turnaround in the jail or, you know, in our catch and release program. Again, we're not trying to blame anybody. However, there should have been things done at certain times. But we're at that point now where people are being released. Like, Dan Fagan has a show in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan said yesterday, had a question. He says, you know, the Reading's most wanted. Okay, they've arrested another one. Is he still in jail? Or she's still in jail? Or are they releasing them?
Right.
So crime is a true, you know, you say if it's perceived and it's real to the person, well, crime has been a problem here.
It has.
You're still not seeing people walk down the street and get hit in the head or anything like that, but crime, burglary and all that is a problem. So that's part of it.
So safety and how you feel about maybe being in your yard gardening, you know, maybe that's going to change a little bit. The other thing is, you know, last year, the same survey, we rated 173rd.
We did?
We didn't really care. You know, like, did we even talk about it? No. It's like, oh, we're sort of more in the middle. You know, it was only really when we're scraping the bottom that we're like, hey. And so, you know, they've been doing this for kind of
173rd. Well, that's still down.
I know, but
I must have missed that one. I must have been somewhere last year when that came out.
We didn't seem to
bother us too much.
Didn't seem to bother us, you know. Well, we moved to 187th, then you'd think like, oh my gosh, you know, this is the worst thing that ever happened. And we're supposed to be in some blog I read, the last three are tied for last, you know. It's like, okay, maybe we really are just in a big three-way tie for, you know, the dirt at the bottom. And so it's only when we got down there that we got a little bit, you know, extra freaked out.
Well, maybe that is. Maybe that's true when you think you're the – but then again, too, is when I looked at it and I looked at the survey. And one of the things that didn't – I don't know if it came out in this Record Searchlight, but Silas told me is they took a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And who went back and checked on how they did their statistics and how they did their findings, where he didn't agree, their expert, the third guy, didn't agree with how they did it. Gallup came back and explained how they did their polling and how they came out with this. So, you know, so the thing was, is I was happy to see is it just wasn't accepted and just said, oh, okay, we're bad. And, you know, that they pushed back on it.
Yeah.
But then you get into, but you got into this one part of the survey that says that a town with, that is, feels good about itself and the people feel good, you know, have certain things in common.
Mm-hmm.
Trails, places to walk. They have interaction in different city groups and different groups of people. You know, that, you know, we're sharing in this. Farmers markets, a good rapid transit system.
Right.
And those are like the four things they mentioned. And one of the things that, that I think is that where we may not be number one in it, except maybe the trails, because we've got trails everywhere, could be the point about, rapid transit system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, though we have buses, the routes are a little strange. I think that we've got a lot of these things.
Oh, I think so too. I think so too. And so it makes you question something about it, but then we don't really know. We're not experts at other cities, and so we don't really know. So what we can do with information like this, I think first is not take it personally. And then second of all, I think like part of what I would like to bring to the show today is I want to kind of go through what some of these, you know, what somebody thinks well-being is. Because I do think, as a healthcare practitioner, we're missing a little bit of well-being. And so there's something about it that I think is a little bit right. I wouldn't, you know, nail us.
You're right, because we aren't perfect like this. And maybe as
I mean, there's stuff we need to work on a little bit.
You know, the second editorial that they had, I thought captured it a lot better than the first one, which was this is a wake-up call, and reason this is because we've got bad people representing us in office. I mean, mm-hmm. it was already starting the political cycle.
Yeah.
But we aren't perfect here, and we do have concerns. So that's a good point here. So,
well, it just so happens that, you know, on Sunday I write the Record Searchlight is nice enough to let me write a monthly column for them. And so it just so happens that I happen to have written a monthly column about social well-being as this thing came out. And so it's already something I was thinking about, because I do observe in my patients this thing. And it's like, I don't know if it's in just human beings, if it's in Americans, or if it's in Reddingites, but we have, you know, which is why I want to go through this thing about well-being from their study, because the first thing they try to tell us about people who have well-being, which means some of these other towns, is that they find that people have more of a sense of purpose. They like whatever it is they're doing each day. Okay, I think that's important. Would you say?
I would. So a sense of purpose, meaning is that every day they wake up, they believe they're doing something that's worthy of them.
Yeah, they feel slightly motivated, and maybe they even sort of think they're achieving their goals of the day. Okay, so in our town, we have to process that a little bit and say, all right, you know what? If you can't feel your purpose, let's redefine it a little bit. Let's think about what our purpose is. The other thing is, people in these healthier towns, or I should say people who have well-being, feel a little connected to their social network. So they feel like they have maybe some friends or relationships that they, you know, even dogs, cats, et cetera, they feel connected to a social network. And I would push ahead and unfortunately think that I see that in people, that we have become a little disconnected, even though we have all this social everything and we're hooked up.
We have electronic social things.
We have electronic connections.
But maybe not the human touch.
We're missing things. And so as I talk to patients, I see that they're missing their social connections. And so somewhere along the way, they got too busy, or, you know, we're coming out of a really serious recession, and Reading always gets hit first, hardest, and we hang on to it the longest. And that's just what happens. You know, we're kind of isolated here, and we have to pull ourselves up, right? And so sometimes if there's been a lot of financial stress, we don't have extra money, or maybe you would have had people over for dinner, but you can't really swing, you know, an extra $100 to have people over for dinner. I mean, we start not having or doing things that would keep us socially connected. Or maybe we aren't going to the pizza parlor for a birthday party. We're going to just stay home. And I think, so we've started to, this idea of isolating ourselves, you know, I think we do it.
And it's, but you're tying it kind of to the economy.
Uh-huh.
that if there was a, you know, I see what you're saying here, but then I look back in the Depression and places like this where people banded together, you know, and it was, you know, I mean, it was the same kind of thing.
But I mean, I think people are lonely, however they got there.
Okay.
And so it's like, so if somebody said, you know what, I know we flunked well-being. Hey, they called me. I said, yeah, I, you know, I was disrespected or I didn't feel respected. You know, it's like, okay, let's look at these five things, you know, let's just tear them apart and look at them. You know, okay, people who feel okay about themselves have more social connections. And so when people are kind of doing their own little internal tally, it's like, all right, do I feel like I'm, you know, like, when I see my neighbor, do I talk to him or do I give him like that nod thing, you know, that means hi, but whatever you do, don't talk to
him. You know your neighbor?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, well, but you look down and off to the side.
Well, I kind of looked off to the side, down and off to the side because I know him because I talked to him once.
Okay.
It's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years.
But you don't see him, you know, it's that kind of, but I know who he is. Mm-hmm. And when he had his gate open and it was open for 2 days, I called him and said, are you okay? Because I thought, well, this has never seen this before.
Yeah.
And he appreciated it. That was a, you know, that was about it. I tell you what, we need to take a, take a quick break. Wayne, we need to take a quick break here. So, we'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Dr. Trudy Pratt, and what she's done is she's taken this survey and she's torn it down, you know, which is, probably, we should do that and to find out maybe why these questions came out. And, but then again, go back to the overall feeling of the people that have been, and maybe it's just because the people have been as guests on the show without even asking them about it or the people that comment on it is, are we really the third worst city in the nation to live as far as well-being goes? So that's the discussion today. And we've got people on the phone line. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 38 degrees. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a nice day today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, veterans, great haircuts, great ambiance, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, you have a great time. It's the Cheers of barbershops. My guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're talking about the survey that said that, that we're the third worst city in the nation as far as well-being. And what Dr. Pratt has done, Trudy's done, is torn it apart in the sense of looking at each piece. Now, do we have things to work on and all that? Of course. Now, but talking about like social isolationism. But we have somebody on the phone right now. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Have comments, Jay.
Yes, I thought it was interesting what you were talking about with the difference between the Great Depression and how it brought people together. And now there's been a lot of changes since then. Before, people didn't really have the option of having multiple TVs in the house and everybody in a different room watching different shows. They didn't have the multimedia with the tablets. People were kind of forced to be more connected. Secondly, when you lost your job, you had a very real possibility of starving, so you were forced to reach out to soup kitchens and that sort of thing. Whereas now you have different safety nets, such as food stamps and welfare and things like that, which allow you to just get your card charged. You don't have to go on a soup line and interact with people and try to find networks to help you through churches or different things like that. We really have, in a lot of ways, through social programs, cut ourselves off from each other. Not to mention the fact that many of us are afraid of each other.
You know, that's a good...
That's a very good point,
good
Jay.
Points there, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Have a nice day.
You bet. Jay is our yellow cab philosopher, by the way.
Right.
And he sees a lot of people every day. But he gets a lot of information.
I can tell that. That's really important.
Yeah, Jay's a pretty bright guy. That's true. You know, we have social media, which people relying on social media for that feeling of being connected, but they're not really connected.
I know. I think there's a distance there. I think we're at the beginning of something.
That's not good.
That's not good. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're even talking about kids that are talking in abbreviated sentences because of all the texting and how much, you know, our families, you know, I guess we could take it back to the core of families being together. The family that has dinner together and, you know, talks with each other. Is that one of the big problems that leads to all these other things?
Yeah, I know. It's a very good question. I think about how, you know, when I had my radio show, there were experts that would come on and talk about certain things. And I just remember like the eating disorders gal coming on and saying, you know what, one of the cures for, and maybe an eating disorder doesn't sound important to someone, but boy, when you get into an eating disorder, you realize this is a serious, serious disorder. And of self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
And basically the cure or the way of dealing with it was going back and getting the family around the table at mealtime. And you're like, wow, okay. So it's not a medication. It's not some weird therapy. It's recreating the positive feeling of food and community. And there's mom and there's dad and trying to get, or whoever your family is, get them around the table and start saying, you know, chewing and talking with your mouth full, getting in trouble for all these things and having this relationship with live bodies in the room. And you're thinking to yourself, that is what you've learned out of all of this research, that's important. And you think, but it's profound. I mean, sometimes easy, simple, you know, is a profound thing. So, you know, as we look at well-being and our perception of well-being, right now we've talked about people need purpose, right? We've talked about they have to be socially connected.
Right.
And then the third thing, there are five of them. The third thing is that people need some type of financial stability. And so they have, because that creates a feeling of security. So they have to, you know, so we know that's a weak spot for our area. It always has been. Boy, we are fragile in that regard. Would you say?
I would say that we have unemployment problems here. We have an undercurrent or under a group of people here that,
are not going to ever get a job
mm-hmm.
because they don't have the skills to do these things, and yet they're still here because they've got a safety net here and a very supportive safety net around here. It may not be the best, but it's still people take care of people that, you know, that come through this town. We have a lot of homeless. We have a lot of transients. I don't know if they would be reached on the cell phones, though. That's the question, is either called on a landline or a cell phone. So, I mean, if they make a random call to a cell phone, would a transient or a homeless person have a cell phone to be able to comment? So I'm not even sure if that's the group.
I don't even know either.
Yeah. So, and then if you have people that are unemployed, and they're looking for jobs and they're actively looking for jobs. Yes. You know, you're right. They're, because of the way, and you described it, that we get hit first, we get hit hardest, and it lasts with us. So, employment stability has got to play a big part in this.
I mean, we had gas prices go up, food prices continue to go up. No one's wages going up. What we're excited about is somebody didn't lose their job. They certainly didn't get a raise during our recession. And so, you know, so the amount of, I don't even want to say disposable income, but the decisions made within a family unit of what's going to, you know, there's not really enough. Everybody's working so hard to make ends meet that if that family got a phone call, probably their perception of their own wellness and security created by knowing that if the brakes are going out in the car, they can fix them. It's questionable. So I would say that, you know, we know people need a little bit of financial cushion to breathe deeply. The fourth thing is the feeling of community. Do you like where you live? Do you feel safe? Do you have pride in your community? And I think that's changing. I think we continue to get more pride and safety we're losing, but our pride of the sort of the prettiness, we keep hearing from people outside the area, it's so pretty here. Pretty soon that starts to really sink into us. You know, Reading people have a tendency to not leave Reading that much because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. And so we're told over and over again by people coming here how much they love it. And I think we're starting to feel that a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I think on something like that we have a tendency, people that have been here have a tendency to degrade sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, our city. Because look at, you know, and I think Linda and I are great examples of this.
Mm-hmm.
I came here 7 years ago. And I looked at Reading as a place, because we didn't have to stay here.
Right.
We didn't have to do any of this. We could have gone any place else. And, literally. And yet, we looked at Reading and the people in Reading as being one of the strongest parts of Reading. And plus, you know, and then you have the outdoors and you have, so you know, there's a lot of things to do. But frankly, when I say that, I've only been, fishing once since I've been here in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I live next to the best trout fishing in maybe in the world, in the Sacramento River and the Trinity, but I've only been once. I've been on Whiskey Town maybe three times and one time on a kayak. I've been on, Lake Shasta maybe three times. I mean, I've been around it, you know what I mean, but I haven't been on the lake. So here I am, I've been up in the Trinities, and on horseback trips and these kind of things, but not a lot. So here I am surrounded by this, but it's not like I use it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that brought us here? I mean, it wasn't like we even had a job.
Right.
And in fact, we'd been fired from fired from the other station, though we weren't living off it. That was just, it was something we liked to do, and we started this. But I look at it as a great place. I looked at the schools because I substitute taught mm-hmm. here when at first because I have my teaching degree. And I looked at the schools and I looked at the kids. I looked at the teachers. And then one of the things that once you get into radio, you're just exposed to so many viewpoints and to so many different levels of our society here in Reading. Two people on here today, a young man that's opening up he's a franchise for a nutrition store. He came, I said, why'd you come here? And he says, this is a good place for business. And it's a beautiful place. He said, you know, they research where we should be opening these stores up at. And he said, this was one. He says, he moved here from Nebraska and loves it. We had somebody that was here from the Breakfast Lions Club. So somebody's lived here a long time and couldn't understand that. He thought that Reading was just an outstanding place. I think that we don't give Reading and the surrounding area, if you're here, enough props. I think that people say, oh, we don't have a four-year college. You don't need a four-year college to have pride in your community.
Right.
Look at the things our community does for people here to take care of them, to help them with things. I mean, look at this. You know, the Veterans Cemetery, the Veterans Home, The different groups, TED in the Catalyst Club and the 2030 Club are reaching out there. The different organizations that get together to help help the people in this town or help each other.
And when there's a fire or a crisis, there's nothing like Reading people. I mean, they just start giving the shirt off their back to somebody who needs it.
And there's a sense of purpose. Now, if there's anything I think that Reading doesn't do is we don't aim high enough. We really don't aim high enough.
What does that mean?
That we accept things. We accept the fact that, oh, well, you know what? We've got 80,000 cars going through here a day, and what are we going to do about it? Well, nothing. We have 80,000 cars driving by our exits every day. What are we going to do about it? Well, we haven't. What have we done? Do we have to find a way to funnel them through here? You know, is there, you know, what if, you know, we've got Stillwater and we let the same person market it for what, 3 or 4 years and nothing happened. It 5 years and it took them 5 years to say, you know what? You had 2 years. Boom. Bring somebody else in. What are we doing to show? Why don't we take that book, The Coming Jobs War?
Mm-hmm. Great book.
And use that and make every politician before you run, make them read the book and put plans together to bring business in. We don't need big industry here, but we could have so many other jobs here. I mean, Reading has got the housing, it's got the schools, it's got the medical. What about a retirement? How about this? How about a planned retirement community here that raises the bar? There's 1 degree difference between the temperature of Reading and Palm Springs. Is anybody planning a planned retirement community?
No, I think those are good. I think those are fantastic.
But see, those are things that we
we're not
aim.
Dreaming.
We're not dreaming. We're not dreaming. And you know what? Okay, and I agree with this part. And you know, I've talked with Mark and other people is that we don't dream high enough. We accept things.
Yeah.
And we're so busy embroiled in, oh, you took a trip that should have been mine on the front page. And in front of people, instead of talking about it behind doors, that we're not looking at, we're missing it. We're missing the brass ring. I'm here with Dr. Trudy Pratt, and she got me talking here, and it's supposed to be her.
It's good.
It's good. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplying supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Roundtable. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda will be joining us, tomorrow. We have, time is 8:49. 39 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. They're going to come to our house and spray because I have no idea what's growing in my yard, but I don't think it's grass. It's got some kind of, when you touch it, it kind of crumbles. I think that's fungus or something. I'm not sure. It's not moss. Anyway, give them a call at 221-3007. They will fix it for you. Or look at their website, readingspray.com. They got those great commercials about hunting down the cockroaches and all that. Redding Spray Service, locally owned, locally operated. My guest, Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're talking about the survey, the well-being survey, and we've gone through each one of the parts.
No, we haven't gone through the last.
Well,
one,
not
which
the
is
last
physical.
One. I was going to say each one of the parts up to the last one here.
Okay, so we know we need to kind of be this well-rounded, emotionally healthy person with well-being. We need to have purpose. We need to have some friends. We need to be a little bit financially secure feeling. We need to have a sense of community, like where we live, feel safe, have pride in our community. And then the last thing is that we really have to have some type of physical health and enough energy to get our tasks of daily living done. You know, so we have to have enough energy to get out and do something. And so in our town, you know, the parameters that this group, or they call them metrics, what they looked at really is, you know, our amount of obesity, our disease burden, our smoking habits, our exercise, and our eating habits. And so we know, right, that we kind of run on the bigger side of things in our area. Would you agree?
We've been told that.
Okay. And then we know we have some disease burden. We carry, you know, maybe people aren't as healthy here. We know we're smokers. We have a larger percentage of smokers than possibly,
Utah. Well, Shasta County has a larger, we know that.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that, no, I think we are exercisers in the sense that there are people all over the river trail.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to guess that, you know, it gets really hot here and then it's raining. And so there's probably still a large percentage of people not exercising.
So we look at the metrics. They don't say, do you feel like you've got enough energy to go through the day? What they say is, do you smoke? How tall are you? How much do you weigh? And they ask the questions that way. They don't say, do you get out and exercise daily? Or maybe that is one of the questions, but
I only really know about eight of their questions.
Yeah, but so are they drawing it from that? Then they ask these questions, and then if you say that, it means this.
Right. And I don't know. Yeah. And the last thing were eating habits, and somehow we learned that we eat more produce, vegetables, fruits, et cetera. We were second in the nation. Now I question that. I mean, that just sounds ridiculous. I don't think we're just at home eating salad.
But if we question that, we've got to question the rest of it.
I know, but we question the whole thing, don't we?
Yes,
I mean,
we do. Because it's a survey. It's 484 people, and you catch them on cell phones or landlines. Now, when do they call? You know, how do they, if they said random, okay, but when do they call? Do they call in the evenings where people are back home from work? Or do they call during the day when maybe Granny's there answering the phone and Granny goes, I just don't feel too good.
But you know what? They also called somebody in some other, you know, number one, two, or three
same thing.
City, and they said, I feel, you know, yeah, I've got arthritis,
you're right.
But
you
I feel
can't
great.
Use that. That's
you know?
Right.
So it's like, so somewhere there's something here we have to hear, and we can just throw out the numbers.
It's
who cares?
Obvious what we need.
Yeah.
We need more.
What?
We need
okay,
more.
What?
We need more Latter-day Saints here.
Well, we do.
Because obviously Provo, Utah,
they're happy.
Is probably the vast majority or people of the Latter-day Saint faith.
They're right? known for clean living.
Is that what it is? Is they have a very strong family.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in thriftiness and responsibility. So is what are we saying is that people should take on a more, you know, and which is what a lot of religious areas.
I think we're a religious area. Well, so that, I don't know what
it
takes.
Is that what it is? It's more of a, we need to take in a more of a, of a, of a family ethic, which would help a lot of this?
I think that whether you have a family or not, you have to be considering it's your perception of well-being. We don't perceive ourselves as that well.
But they do.
I know.
And so it comes from internally, though.
I think so. So I think that, so when I wrote this column for the paper, one of the points I made is, look, I mean, maybe your foot has hurt since you were 12. You know, maybe you've got like an indigestion thing that started at age 20. Maybe you have, you know, and you can go through your life. We all kind of are a total of our experiences, but let's stop focusing on it and decide, you know, let's redefine health a little bit. You know, let it include some of our aches and pains, because some of what I see in my practice are a lot of isolated people. Their pain is maybe a 2 out of 10, 10 being really bad, and their perception of that 2 is a really big deal. But the more you talk to them, what hurts, what really is more of a 7 or 8 out of 10, is like their life. You know, their life. They need some help feeling okay. And our level of okayness needs some work, I think.
So is your clientele all ages? Are you basing this off of all ages?
Because
I know you've got all ages in there.
I'm just going with my perception of what people are like. They aren't coming in saying, I don't really hurt, I'm fine, I just need a tune-up. They're saying, you know what, I'm falling apart in all of these areas. And it's basically a description of, I've lost my purpose, I don't really feel connected to my social group, my finances aren't great, I really don't feel a sense of belonging or community, and my physical health hurts. I mean, these are really...
Because you're depressed.
Right, there's some combination.
If they're depressed, your physical health goes down.
All of these things... Well, that we need help with.
What would be the one thing? What would be the one thing that could raise all this up, raise the bar?
I think we need to change the way we look at it.
I think we need to take, we need to look at our lives, but maybe a financial stability, would that raise everything?
Only to the people who are,
got a job,
that fall into that category.
But that's what I mean. But if you raise the level of the water, where there's more people working and all this, would that, then they have a sense of purpose because now they're working. Which makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah. So for that
and then
their outreach would be they need to get plugged into a job or a better job. To somebody else, they're going to need to get plugged into
a social
finding
network.
Some friends, find a bridge
group.
So
what do we do? How do we do this?
Lost a little bit on how to figure out our own problems. You know, I think we kind of are sitting there not really thinking. It's like, go back. When were you happy? Okay, make a list. What did you do when you were happy? Okay, well, maybe you did hang out on the phone and talk to your friends. You know, now we text and we say 3 sentences. You know, okay, or did you used to have people over and you don't now? I mean, I think every person can kind of say, in any part of this list, did you lose your purpose? You know, did you retire? And maybe, you know, your purpose went with your retirement.
You were so identified with your job that you lost that.
Yeah, you got to redefine what it is. What's, you know, so some of this inside work, we have to do it. You know, so it's not going to come from having a couple of beers or, you know, we can't medicate it. It's in us. So we have to fix these things. And I think we can. It's like we have to create and go look for supportive, loving relationships. You know, yeah, that's probably the hardest one, I think.
There you go.
No?
Okay.
Are you?
No.
Are you
giving me
like the shut up? It's over.
No. It's just about like a minute left, so we can kind of like round this up.
Okay. So here's my roundup. In order, based on this study, populations that are just popping at a little higher level than the way we rated, they are thriving. And what do we know about groups that thrive? They are healthier. So people who are thriving are a healthier population. They are less costly to society. And ultimately, they are a more productive business environment. This whole positivism thing happens. So in every little level, this group really is trying to say, here's a format for our country for success, to have a healthy population and to snap a little and change your attitude and get some things done. This is where people want to live. It's how they want to live. Let's try. You know, we were rated low, but let's try to bring our numbers up. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I will try to do my part. How about you? I mean, you're going on a motorcycle ride. That's a big deal.
I feel very good, though, about myself, my job, my community. I feel very good about my friends, my social I've been more socially interactive than I've ever been
when
I
came
ever. That's why, and we're still living here, and we want to live here. And you're absolutely right. See, I love this place, and even though I don't use the, you know, everybody's like, "Well, did you do?" No, I didn't do that. And I haven't ridden my bike for a while. I'm
going
to go out, and I'm linking back up with a good buddy of mine because, and you know, and Linda and I enjoy the community, and so and so this kind of thing is, what can we do then to share what we have to help other people raise their levels.
Maybe you work on your five and I'll maybe work on my five and we keep getting everybody else to get their
maybe
five.
Maybe in our little circle of groups here, circle of friends, but also use the station here to keep beating this drum.
This is how we do it.
I think it is too. Like, Dr. Trudy Pratt, how do they get a hold of you?
I don't know. DrTrudyPratt.com.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for having me on. It was
well,
fun.
Well, you know what? We didn't know where this was going, but you took charge of this, and that was great because we needed to do that. Hey, tomorrow, just so that we can tell everybody, Gary Cadd's going to be on. He was coming on for a different reason, but I'm sure we'll talk about this, what happened today. Also, we've got a gentleman from the Hoover Institute who wants to talk about ethics in government. Sharon Clark joins me tomorrow, too, as co-host. We'll be see you tomorrow. Remember, it's the happy people against the unhappy people. Which are you? We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Speaker Boehner is applauding today's Supreme Court ruling that strikes down federal limits on the overall contributions the biggest individual donors can make to political parties, candidates, and PACs.
What I think this means is that freedom of speech is being upheld. You all have the freedom to write what you want to write. Donors ought to have the freedom to give what they want to give.
The court ruled 5-4 that big donors can give the maximum amounts to various candidates, parties, and causes without violating limits on the total amount of contributions. General Motors CEO Mary Barra is back on Capitol Hill today. Yesterday it was a House committee. Today she's testifying before a Senate panel about faulty ignition switches that are blamed for at least 13 deaths and the belated recall of millions of General Motors cars.
More than a decade ago, GM embarked on a small car program, and sitting here today,